Damn, her feet hurt. Jerry knew better than to hike the three-level mall in four-inch heels. But birthday presents must be bought, torture shoes or not. She'd just wear flip-flops the rest of the week, as long as she wasn't meeting clients anyway. Shopping bags lying on the kitchen table, Jerry fell into her home office chair and let the cushions suck her into comfort. A good office chair was one of the best things you could buy yourself. Money should go where you spend your time. Some spent it in front of the TV, some traveling, some reading. Jerry spent hers in her office, always on the lookout for another love connection. She wiggled her mouse to bring her laptop screen to life, then logged into her email. She purposely hadn't checked it while shopping, and was now paying the price for that little disconnect from the world. 25 messages awaited her attention. Fortunately, her system automatically pushed spam and junk mail to other folders. Unfortunately, that meant all 25 she needed to respond to. The first three came within seconds of each other. Well, a few people were on the same wavelength. Maybe they needed to be together on more than that. Francesca Virgata, subject, please help, 1:12 p.m. Marcus Ursov, subject, please help, 1:13 p.m. Theo Lianis, subject, help, please, 1:14 p.m. Seems Theo liked to do things backwards. That made her wonder. A sudden image of the three popped into her head, and a slow smile curved her lips. Oh my! These three had no idea what they had coming.